everybody. This is one half of the Truth Brothers, Ray Gage, welcoming you to the best of Truth Brothers Radio. Before we get into this episode, I'd like to wish everybody out there a very happy Kwanzaa and a very safe and happy New Year for 2014. And remember, in 1 week, we will be back with all new episodes. Me and Devon will be back live, ready to get into it with you guys. So hope you're looking forward to that. This week's episode is going to be one of the fan favorites and one of the best of the year this year. It's Twerking by the Internet. Also, this is one of the best terrible truths we had during the year, too. So sit back and enjoy as we give you Twerking by the Internet.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then truth ain't in you.
Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, happy Memorial Day, everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed their cookouts and are ready to sit down and have a little fun with us. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net, and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we've got the chat room open for your questions and comments this evening. Hello, everybody.
And everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Hello.
You know, you guys...
Don't have to play the applause for me, right?
No. Remember, we forgot 1 week, and we have to play.
We actually need to add something to that, like some screaming fans or something like that, and some camera flashing sounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, stop.
We need
it.
To do all that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I ain't got that.
Yeah,
no.
Supreme, you're in the center of the picture.
Yeah.
That's all because I'm the only female in the group.
I was actually asked that, though. Like, somebody who I was giving a card to, one of our flyers, two other flyers, anybody want one, you know, email us. We'll definitely sign them and send them out to you. But somebody asked me, why are y'all called Truth Brothers if there's a girl in the group?
Right.
I really didn't have a real good answer.
Really? Are you serious?
No, I'm playing. I was just being facetious.
Nah, I got you.
But no, I had to explain it to them. They was like, well, that's not fair. You need to actually have her in the change the name to True Brother and Sister or True Brother and Company and
True People.
Yeah,
them
people
folk.
Of truth.
Right.
No, my only thing is to it. I'm the person behind the curtain. You know what I mean? So I like being behind the curtain, you know. It's about you guys, you know. I want to be more focused on you all, you know, so you can have your point of view out there. I just like I said, to be the person
behind
the curtain.
And when we finally cross that line and go viral, all the guns will be aimed at me and him. That's the whole point.
we shield
right.
Ladies.
Like last week, the Lucifer people enjoyed that Lucifer stuff, but
there's
some people who, you know, thought it was a little sacrilegious. We don't want them coming at her; they come at us because we're
going
ones.
To hell.
Right.
Well, I'll be guilty by association anyway. But
they send us to hell so fast; it's ridiculous. We've been sent to hell so many times and so fast
already.
We've been sent to hell.
That last show where we skipped the terrible truth and went in on religion after Easter.
Yeah.
After Easter show.
Yeah.
We took
a hit for that.
The heathen brothers.
Hit. Yeah, and they don't like us. We not so hot with the acceleration among the Christians.
Right. So how was everybody's week?
I actually had the best week. And I've had quite some time, man. So give me some applause for that. Give me some.
All right.
Give me some. Shouts out to everybody who made my week better than what. You know who you be. Yeah, I said that wrong on purpose, too, because I know.
I got you, yeah. You had a good week. You had a good week.
I actually had a better week than I
had. Your weekend was good?
My weekend was bastard.
Cool. Candace, how was your week?
Good.
Your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah, I spread.
Weekend was very good. Weekend was awesome.
Notice how when I have a good week, the world has a good
week. Yeah, because when Candace has a good week, something is, the world is liable to, you know. That's a good sign, people. Right. That's a good sign.
Revelation.
The Mayans might have been a little off.
Well,
they just didn't.
Thankful.
They had a picture of Candace having a good week in there.
They forgot to carry the one.
Exactly. Exactly.
Very, very funny fellas.
And one day Candace has a good week. The next week.
Mayans.
There you go.
I'm not looking at it, though. But, you know, it considering just having back surgery just a couple of weeks ago, I'm feeling pretty good.
Right.
She's actually back in the studio.
Yeah.
We got to say
that. She's back in the studio.
Clap that up for everybody.
That's right.
She actually made it back to the studio today. So big shout outs to Candace.
And, my week was okay.
Better
than my last. I was able to eat and not throw nothing up. And I lived. And speaking of that, man, my Sunday was weird.
Really?
Yeah, we went out, me and Candace went out to breakfast Sunday, right?
Right.
And we having this breakfast, eating
everything. Did you
know
Mojo's place? The Mojo.
No. We went to this odd place, and we getting up to leave, right? And the guy behind us, this old fella, he was like, 70, 75 years old, right?
Right.
All of a sudden, he starts coughing. And I'm like, excuse me, sir, you're chugging. And his wife is telling him to hold his arms up, but he old, so he can't get his arms over his head. Right, he got McCain arms, like it only goes shoulder length.
Right.
And that's it. And he started choking. So I'm like, sir, do you need help? Because I know the Heimlich, I can, you know.
Right.
And I had to pull the old guy out of his seat. And I'm ready to give him the Heimlich, right? And I'm kind of scared because I'm like, man, what if I crush his old bones or something,
right,
giving him the Heimlich?
Right.
But it was weird because you know how old people do everything slow?
Yeah.
The man was dying slowly. He was choking.
It was time to pick that color.
He was picking them because it was changing all in his face.
Nah,
but here's the crazy part. He was choking, but you know how when people choke, they, you know. This is him.
Yeah. Long death.
He was slow choking.
And I'm like, I'm ready to give him the Heimlich. He's trying to cough. And then I noticed their table was completely clean. They hadn't got no food yet.
Oh, you was robbing them now.
Now
you're robbing them. Now
you might want to let his arm go. They might get the wrong.
Yeah. Person. So now the old lady is like, "Well, thank you," and he's going.
Yep.
And you know Ray how big Ray is, and you know when Captain Take Charge gets up.
Right.
And it was funny because he kind of pulled up Isis. You know, Isis is the
official dog mascot. Right.
So you know how Isis gets fixated on something.
Yeah.
You know, she tuned everything out.
Right.
So I'm talking to her. I'm like, yeah, we ready to go? And he just fixated. I'm like, what are you doing?
Time to be a hero.
Exactly.
You went full jump.
Right there. Right there. No.
He jumps up and he goes over to the guy. And, you know, all the while I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm like, what the heck? And I said, what's going on? He was like, he's choking. And so now all the other people that this guy is with now, everybody in this group
table, right,
is older, okay?
Right.
70 and up.
Right. They was getting the early morning special.
What was your
Nobody moved. Nobody moved. They were all just sitting there watching the picture show.
Because they were sitting there like, oh, you know, Keith dying right now. I wish this big black man let him go.
And
Jesus do his job.
And that's kind of what I said. I said, look at their reaction. Maybe they really didn't want
him.
But it was funny. So Ray jumps up and he grabs the man. I know the Heimlich.
The Rock ain't the only hero around here.
and my big strong self going, snatch the man up.
Everybody get your cameras and focus on me. It's my time to shine. Where's me Dom Hammer?
It's good. But needless to say, slow choke, didn't die. Everything kind
of
worked out.
And then they was all stuck trying to make conversation with the black guy who's not in the dude's pocket, but they were kind of looking like from their perspective, it looked like I was going through his wallet and taking change out.
Should I watch? Should I pat him down? Should I pat him down?
That's how we started off. That's how we started off the week.
You went full Dwayne Johnson TNT series, the hero.
Anyway, from that we went off and we got another YouTube clip put together. Everybody, it's on Facebook and YouTube. We passing it around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So who we hollering at?
Okie doke. First off, we got to send some shouts out to. First off, we got to send some shouts out to Maya Allen, Shaquina Burgess, Carmen McReynolds, Blake Smolinski, Akilah Sims, Kwame Wright, Ashley Mills, Michelle Scott, Kenny Hall, Tony Wilburn, Herman Kreit. And we got a few condolences we got to send out real quick. Stephanie Sandoval, my friend, she lost her sister. And, stay buried actually Wednesday. So, Steph, I know if you're probably listening, man, the whole family out here wants to send their condolences to you and your fam, man. Stay strong.
Yeah.
You know, it'll get better. And to a friend of mine, his brother, me and my brother grew up with Emmanuel Dobie. Lost his brother yesterday, violence. So, stay strong, bro. I'll see you Wednesday, man. We'll chat it up. Now for DJ's B-Days. Cassandra Williams, Frederica Wembley, Janaya Burgess, what's up? My nephew, Thomas Harris Jr., what's up, little nephew? Tamika Triplett, Carl Carter, William Walls, Adam Powell, Cammie Holmes, Fresno Meadows, one of the guys, rapper, coming from Chicago, Francis Robinson, Evelyn Holmes, Riri Thompson, and my boy, True Buzz On going to be celebrating his birthday this week, bro.
You know it.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You forgot about it. Out here choking people. You forgot about that. So, now everybody out there in True Buzz Land, man, on Planet Truth, my man Ray, we'll be celebrating the birthday this week, man. So, we're going to do it real big for him. What we doing? What we doing, man? Come on, get pumped, bro.
Knocking down a couple of bills and I don't know.
You're such water.
I know.
You're water.
Yeah.
You're just nothing, man. You got to, what they turn up. That's the
there you go, right. I got to get turned up.
You got to get turned up, bro. Like, man, it's man.
I got you. Well, nothing puts you in the mood like the terrible truth, and this is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Yeah. Why you wait to the greetings and salutations? This is Kent Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by
whatever it is. By I don't know. Someone who gives us money.
The new old recycle.
Right.
3/5 Bank, the bank for colors. Now with front door entrance.
And Jason.
All righty.
And Jason Collins reversible condoms. Use one side, reverse it, then let your friend get in.
Your boy.
There you go.
You know his brother. You know his brother got a shirt. His twin brother got a shirt that say "I'm the straight one."
I would have him print it up. If I had a twin and he went that route, yes, I would have. I'd get a whole bunch made.
Let's not be mistaken here.
I'm the straight one.
I cried. He got two white boys next to him taking a picture. And he got the shirt that say "I'm the straight one."
Damn, Skippy. Hey,
oh, that was
hey,
funny.
Better safe than sorry. Don't want you getting mistaken.
I know that's right.
Big Toe Jason. Where's Bosch? Woman allegedly stabs boyfriend after he farts in her face.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, Canada, like, hey.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, my God.
McDonald, it can happen. It can happen.
Yeah, you sure could.
He still gets the fart game.
No.
Everybody going to play.
No.
Right.
No.
You'll play one day.
Absolutely not.
A Florida woman, Florida representing.
There we go.
A Florida
boy.
Woman was arrested last week after she allegedly stabbed her live-in boyfriend for farting in her face, the smoking gun reports. Deborah Ann Burns, 37, told cops that she was watching TV that night and her, in her Imoke, woo! Okay, here we go. Imokalee home. She shares with her boyfriend when he passed gas in her face. When she approached Willie Butler about it, that was the guy's name.
Willie.
He allegedly became agitated and told her to shut up. Quote unquote.
Tragic. Not a good move.
Man, shut up. Make a grilled cheese sandwich. During the altercation, Burns allegedly grabbed an 8-inch kitchen knife and threw it at Butler. The blade struck him in the stomach. Butler suffered minor lacerations for which he was treated at the scene by EMS personnel. Burns was arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and booked into county jail where she is being held in lieu of $50,000 bond on felony count. This is her first felony charge, however. The convicted felon Burns spent 20... This isn't. I'm sorry. This is not her first felony charge, however. A convicted felon, Burns, spent 21 months in the state prison for aggravated assault with a weapon and battery on a law enforcement officer.
Aggravated knife throwing. So we're gonna let that marinate with y'all. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll jump into that story, Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hey everybody, this is Ray Gage with Truth Brothers Radio. Taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. We are on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the Truth Brothers family. Peace. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. We're doing the terrible truth. And in the second hour, we will be talking about twerking.
By the internet.
On the internet, by the internet, with the batteries, by the milk, at the gas station, all that.
Twerking. It's good for you.
Right.
Got twerk.
Right. So my girl is a professional knife thrower, huh? She's
brave. The girl
yeah.
in the movie.
Yeah.
She should have been
yeah.
in the Hunger Games or something when they was training the kids how to kill. She's pretty, yeah.
I mean, yeah, because she cut him. I mean, she threw it and cut him, too.
With a cut code.
And he quickly called. Okay, nope, calling the police.
You know you on your third. You know I can go to jail for this. And you on your third strike.
I know you will go to jail for this.
All right.
You know,
right. Willie was played, smart. Willie, hey, Willie played it the only way he really could.
Everybody plays the fart game. Everybody has done it. Everybody plays the. You've never played the fart game, Candace.
I don't like that. No.
But you've never played
no,
the
no
fart
one plays
game.
It on. I don't think no dude will play it on. Well, no real dude gonna play it on purpose.
What you mean?
But you know that I'm gonna fart,
my
fart
girl
on
play.
My girl, right? Because that's not right.
I mean, me and my cousins, and I have female cousins. We've
as
all,
kids,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about grown, right? As adults.
Well, it depends.
Giving
on
your
how
giving
close
your
you
wife
your
a
girl.
Dutch oven ain't the brightest thing
it's
in the world
not
to
the
do.
Brightest thing.
If y'all got that type of relationship,
no.
I get it.
Well,
no.
yeah, that means she's doing it too, and I don't.
What
I don't.
If she don't do it, but you know she likes your warped humor? You just hey, babe, bah, let me go ahead and
on her head.
Well, not if you just
in
got
a face.
How's that gonna work in your life?
Yeah,
put your nose here.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have worked.
818-514-1202. How many women actually play the fart game with their men, or have done a man play the fart game with? Them?
Ooh, yeah, play that. Yeah, let's hear that one.
I'm sure, I'm sure some ladies.
Yeah, call in. I want to hear. Yeah, I would love to hear from a woman. Yeah, I love to cut one loose, especially after being.
Like I know sexier. Women that I know women that do it like just fart for hey it's morning.
That's
the question, real quick. I'm
sorry.
Uh-oh,
here
we
go.
I understand, but
I mean it's a bodily function. It's gonna happen,
right? Because
the women are usually discreet. They'll go in another. They'll go get away from you,
which leads to my
question. They don't want to, you know.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, women. All right, you know, y'all tend to not do it in the open, which to my in my opinion, by you holding it, that's why you do it in your sleep. Now, I've been around many of women who slept and they'll
right.
do it
right.
in their sleep.
Yes, because you can't help it. Right.
But here's my thing. If you do it when you up, you don't have to do it when you sleep. That's just my opinion. If you taking a whole day of letting that gas build up. Then you let this one giant one out when you sleep.
So when y'all
that's
sitting there watching TV,
no, yeah,
just
like,
go ahead.
Yeah.
No, we
yeah,
have
baby.
Our discreet ways of doing it. I mean, we do it when you don't even realize. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, their masters is slipping that silent one out.
Yeah.
Well, not even that. Not even that so much. I mean, there's a lot of control you have to have with it, of course. You know.
You just ease it out that joint. It's just like, you know, like you sit if you're sitting down. You take one left side of jig and
right.
you slide to the right so it's
right.
open.
Right. So, right. And you
ease, yeah, you let the air out the side.
Well, you know, so I might take some, you know, some tissue and cover up the air.
Yeah, that's
so
too much.
Muffled.
That's a muffler. They get a muffler.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying.
No,
have you done that? You a lady. Have you done that? Yes, she put the muffler.
Midas. I got to go to Midas.
Don't worry, trust the Midas man.
Right.
You're stupid.
The muffler.
That's where it's good to be a guy. Because guys just...
We're just known for being nasty.
Yeah. What you looking at me for? Hey.
But what your nose is gone. You should
have
that.
Right. Now, doing it in her face ain't the brightest thing, but... You
that's
know.
Just nasty. I mean, even
just,
a Dutch oven.
But a guy,
that.
Guy just will go Klingon in a minute. Hey,
yeah. I mean,
that's
I,
what
I,
a warrior do.
I just thought that's because we get the
what
stigma.
What twerking kind of amplify that though? You know what I'm saying?
Twerking.
I'm sorry, just got in my mind.
The
that,
jiggling and the
yeah,
massive. I don't know.
Gyrating, I, mean,
I take it they take an antacid before they get to twerking.
I want to do strippers fart. Like why are they
well,
in the middle
of course.
I mean in the middle of their routine.
Well, of course.
In the middle of their routine.
Especially after you just knocked off some tips from the rib shack and now you
right.
own.
You had a couple
you
of
know,
drinks before.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if strippers do it during their routine. Like, hey, what's up, girl? Sliding down that and the oh.
Or that, but I mean, putting your cheeks between the poles sliding up and down. I wouldn't want to follow
I thought
that.
That's what
I
they
would
did.
Not want to follow that.
I swear I used to think that they put their cheeks between the pole when they had the fart so that when the beat drop, it just kills
them. Oh, my God. What?
No, I did. I thought that, like, you know.
Girl, whenever you feel one coming, put your cheek between the pole
or
and block it.
Don't put the split on or just sit on it. Like, do a little sexy sit.
No, I'm sure places like the Itchy Kitty, I'm sure as you slide the dollar in that G-string, she liable to let one go.
See, that's what I don't like. That's that ish I don't like.
There you go.
That's why I've never been to a strip club. I told you, I've never been to one. So,
yeah, you ain't messing up.
You're probably healthier for it.
Right.
I'm sure. I'm literally.
Right,
you catch
right.
The hives in there.
There you go.
The hives.
There you go. Here you go. Florida man dials 911 demanding Kool-Aid, burgers, and weed.
Chief Keith. it wasn't him?
No, this is in Florida.
Florida, Jim.
Yeah, police in St. Petersburg arrested a very confused individual on Sunday after he allegedly phoned 911 over 80 times in a row in order to order food and drugs. Now, I don't know what kind of restaurants they got in Florida, but obviously you can make those type of orders there.
I can't remember the place we had out here.
Spanky's.
Spanky's.
Spanky's, yeah.
Weed burger.
Remember?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We got caught
running a restaurant. Yeah, selling weed. Yeah, he was selling weed out his restaurant.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right. The defendant admitted to calling 911 because he wanted Kool-Aid, burgers, and weed. That do sound like a rap song, don't it?
Kool-Aid, burgers, blunt.
Right. And he wanted it to be delivered to him. Jarvis Sutton was subsequently charged with misusing the 911 system. On the way to jail, Sutton, still famished from never having received his order, apparently began to gnaw on the foam-covered metal caging that divided the police cruiser. 30-year-old remains behind bars.
That sound like them bad
salts
and
kicking.
Genius. I'm on that Kool-Aid and five blunts. Yeah, that's just, it's just stuff that's bothering me. But
yeah, let it out.
Nah, man, because the songs are adding to the people's stupidity, and
you big dummy.
Yeah, that's it. Why your name Future and you don't have one? Like
right,
like that.
Right,
like stuff like that just bothers me.
Right,
but okay.
Right,
take it. I don't get it. Stupidity rules.
Yeah,
stupidity rules.
You got a dude who called an emergency. It's not the Purge. You don't get to call them and say, "Hey, I need this delivered to my house.
Bring it to me now."
You call the emergency.
Because it was an emergency. I was thirsty, hungry, and needed to light one up.
You needed some medicine.
I hate people.
It was urgent. It was real.
Well, since we've talked about all kind of craziness, madness going on, especially with your story, Devon, about people farting.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Let's talk about some cheese. Let's talk
cutting
about...
Cutting it or just cheese?
Well, let's see. Tierra Drake accused of trying to poison family with detergent-laced cheese.
Yep. Crab. Bounce crab.
She ain't pay that much. No, this is American processed cheese, the 16 slice pack.
Yeah, that's that.
If you're trying to off somebody, why get the good cheese, you know?
Right. The individual packets will do it.
This is out of Brattleboro, North Carolina. A North Carolina woman is charged with trying to poison five family members after one of them refused to share some cheese with her.
Can I have some cheese? No, this is my cheese. Oh, I got you.
God,
I got
you.
A statement from the Nash County Sheriff's Office said 24-year-old Tierra Drake wanted some of a relative's cheese on Friday, but the woman refused to share.
Oh, they dog. Yeah. I knew it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Kakalaki. North Kakalaki.
The sheriff's office said Drake awakened before the rest of the family the next morning and used detergent, window cleaner, and a household cleanser to poison the cheese.
Awesome. Comet. Oh, no, it's just a little mold, but eat it anyway.
The rest of the family made breakfast with the cheese and began eating it. Before
really didn't notice that it might have looked a little weird or something.
Before one determined it was tainted.
Which
after a couple of bites, my eggs taste funny.
Man.
It tastes like, ooh.
It tastes like Comet.
Drake is charged with five counts of attempted first-degree murder and jailed under $50,000 bond.
Yeah, she going to get it.
She had a court appearance on Monday, but didn't have an attorney at the hearing.
Of course not. When you're broke, that public defender said, I get that.
Nah, you see, never mind. That's a mess. But now I was actually
nobody's taking her fruit cup.
I was true that for real. I was watching Snap doing my
That's my ish right there.
Yeah, that's right. This is a holiday, so I'm sure they had a Snap marathon.
Doing my sabbatical. I was watching a Snap marathon, and I just saw how much the difference between first degree, second degree, all these murder charges and everything. That first degree is a Lulu, ain't it, boy?
Oh, yeah.
That's a Lulu.
That first degree gets your attention.
Yeah, and that's when you said, oh, girl facing that. How many counts?
Five.
Oh, yeah, that's life.
That's triple-double life.
Yeah, they're going to call her triple K in jail.
Ice Mike.
Yep.
Oh, I forget. Oh, I wish we could have got Ice Mike clip, boy. That was my dude on Scared Straight, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice Mike.
Kool-Aid, yeah. Put that orange Kool-Aid on your lips.
I gotta kiss you. Orange flavored MF.
There you go.
Yeah, Ice Mike. But real quick, y'all, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Maybe. True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
To the average hemorrhoid sufferer, this is not a pretty song.
Burning, itching, burning, itching.
Burning, itching, why keep suffering?
Pain, swelling, lots of yelling.
At Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center, we take care of the problem with a painless non-surgical procedure covered by your insurance.
Need to sit down, always.
Relief without surgery or missing any work.
Please fetch me my donut cushions.
It's not a laser. It's a beam of light with no side effects. Just 10 minutes and you're ready to continue your day. End the discomfort of hemorrhoids today at Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center.
No more burning. No more itching.
Effective solutions for a classic problem at Advanced Hemorrhoid Care Center. Call 800-863-9980 or visit advancedcarecenters.com.
My mind is a place where I make my plans. The world is a place where I take my stand. The beauty of life is mine.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Fuck what you heard, I'm from Africa. This ain't no act, it's mathematical. Past the black radical, I choose the M1 because it's practical. Nothing was changed, we ain't protecting no names, it's all factual. They push the wrong buttons, count down to detonate. Brooklyn's on the way in the world, we'll have to speculate. This is what we learn in the streets. Fuck a degree, believe in none of what you hear and half of what you see.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we are back with more terrible truth stories this evening. And Kent?
Yeah, no, he I'm gonna get on this poisoning people. Y'all done with that?
Five counts of first degree murder.
Over not giving, and then she went and bought some cheese just to poison it.
No. You know what's crazy? And I know this is retarded, but it's kind of crazy. Do people actually melt cheese on top of fried chicken? I know this is like way off the top. I've seen this on what it was some ghetto show. I don't want to call
that's
it a ghetto show.
Popeye's
Tonight. It was melted cheese and put it on top of fried chicken.
Wow.
No joke.
And they called it a clogger. They called it, let me get a clogger with extra cheese.
The Luther.
Let me...
Wow.
Luther's butter bucket.
Oh,
feel
Milton
bad for Luke.
Okay. Only way I could see something like that is maybe like if it's a chicken sandwich that you get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but no, like drumstick.
Like a piece of mozzarella.
They
took a
fried drumstick and poured cheese
perfection
on top of the drumstick.
Wait, poured cheese.
Yeah.
As in nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Right, or like, Velveeta.
Or they
melted some Velveeta.
Or they just slapped some American singles on top of that and just took a bite out of it.
That's some fat shit.
It is. Isn't that like the worst thing that you've ever heard of in life? Like, who?
Yeah.
That's like the person who sat down with Kate, with the colonel, and said, I got a wonderful idea. Why don't we just take mashed potatoes, chicken nuggets, corn, and shredded cheese, put it together.
Can I tell you, I like
and,
that, though.
And here's the
I
kicker.
I like that bowl.
We won't, here's the kicker. We won't give you two buns. We're going to put it between two pieces of chicken and give it to them. And they're going to love it.
We ain't got to spend all this money on that pesky
right.
bread.
Why would we give them something like bread to
right.
get in the way of their
Trust
chewing?
Me, sir. They don't want bread.
They want meat and bacon and salt.
They try to cut off the extra carbs in the bread.
By putting the extra bacon and chicken.
They want to slap one more delicious patty.
Right.
That's like
right.
the best.
And we take the sandwich fixings and put it between the chicken. And then the chicken acts as the bread. Huh?
You can't lose. We'll call it the double slam.
And we'll only sell it in black neighborhoods. They'll love it.
With barbecue sauce and grape pop. They'll swallow it, sir.
Man, what happened to Welch's Grape? I haven't seen Welch's Grape Pop.
Welch's?
No.
Go to Jules. They got a whole thing.
I have not seen it.
Really?
Not Welch's.
There you go. 818-514-1202.
Yeah, but black people eat it.
Yeah. Hey.
Black people will eat that smack.
Have you seen the commercial for that extra thick bacon that they selling? And the bacon talks to the people.
Yeah.
And it's the voice of a big black man.
Yeah.
Double D, double T in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
A big, strong man.
I'm Big Bacon, and you should love me like your man.
Take it from me, Michael Clark Duncan.
Right. And I know about good bacon.
Well, I did.
Right. Y'all before this green mouth.
My man Michael.
You know they vandalized that man grave.
Are you
sitting
really?
Somebody, it was on TMZ. They actually vandalized Michael Clark Duncan's grave.
What
I
did
don't
he
know
do?
What they, I don't know what he did. It was on TMZ. They were talking about how some people vandalized Michael Clark Duncan's
that
grave.
That had to have been Omarosa.
Probably.
That had to be
I
Omarosa.
Can't stand four
Once she
her
realized
life.
That she didn't sign all the proper paperwork to get the insurance money, that's probably what she did.
Snapped.
Yep.
Somebody need to push
Omarosa. Omarosa is in line to be. Yeah, that's he. She's in line to be Lucifer's wife.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
She's a doozy of a pickle.
Yeah,
I tell
she
you that
is.
Much, man. But anyway. Well, let's get to
let's see what
quick.
We got.
Check this out. Everybody's favorite running buddy who was supposed to run for this presidency, Michelle Bachmann.
Uh-oh. Stupid alert.
But Bachmann says, God will, quote, answer our prayers and repeal Obamacare with a miracle. Said this.
Yep, here we go.
Michelle Bachmann is telling her constituents that God will answer, quote, answer our prayers and create a miracle before our eyes to repeal President Barack Obama's health care reform law.
Oh, I see it coming. Yes, sirree, Bob.
Uh-oh.
In a Tuesday interview with evangelical radio host James Dobson, Bachmann noted that the House of Representatives had recently voted on the 37th time to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and that she was hopeful that the democratically controlled Senate would do the same. Quote, I think the president will ultimately be forced to get rid of his own signature piece of legislation because the American people will demand it, she explained. And I think before his second term is over, we're going to see a miracle before our eyes. I believe God is going to answer our prayers and we'll be freed from the yoke of Obamacare.
There we go, the yoke. And she got on her knees with Dobson and said, let us pray for a miracle. Get down here. Now, everybody clap your hands. We going to call on God. He's coming.
Here he comes, everybody.
How y'all doing? God's a little busy, but I think I can help y'all.
Talk to my man Barry. He said, get off your knees and stop quitting your business.
I don't believe that people should be able to see a doctor, too. Let's put our heads together on this. Trust me, I got them to draw on people. I can get them to sign this.
We and him like this, son.
We out.
Blew out.
Oh, yeah, everybody, when y'all get a chance, check out our new YouTube clip. Here comes Lucifer.
Lucy out.
Yes, sir.
I believe that's going to happen, and we saw step one last week with the appeal of Obamacare in the House. We have two more steps. We have two more steps. We serve a mighty God, and I believe it can happen. At a Tea Party rally last week, Bachman had fastly warned that Obamacare would allow the Internal Revenue Service to deny the IRS, mind you, to deny health care to patients.
The IRS somehow, your hard pills. We didn't get no paperwork on that. Take them back.
Many people said,
take them back.
Many people said this issue was dead. Many people have said that Obamacare is here to stay. She told the crowd, we
like
are
the Supreme Court. I got you.
We are here as the people representatives, as real people across the United States to say, this issue is now revived. It is back to the on the table.
It's back because I put it there with God's help.
Obamacare.
With God's help.
If you're done with Obamacare,
oh my
put your
God.
Hands in the air. Like and all them
said,
Oklahoma crybabies.
There you go. There you go. I believe that because God's help is coming, that Obama's own party will undo the president's signature piece of legislation. And with a little sprinkle of miracle from Jesus, because Jesus is going to serve Obama in the cup of truth. And in the cup of truth, he will actually sign the bill that ends his own signature piece of legislation.
The only thing the man said he would do. The man, I promise
you. Sure, he got something pushed through that no president in the history of America ever had, but that don't mean nothing because God don't want this.
God don't want us all. He want us paying for health.
That's right.
And if you can't pay for health,
then
God
go
is calling,
see God. God
is
calling
you home like the guy Ray was giving the Heimlich to. Bachman out. That's good.
That man choking, you was getting in the way of God's will trying to help him.
See, Ray acts as Obama.
Yeah.
That man,
a black man interfering with the process of life.
That's Obamacare. Do you want this on your kids?
Now, your kid gets cancer. Why should the government help you pay for that chemo? God wants you to pay for that chemo.
And if you can't pay for it, there's a mansion waiting for him up here.
Up there. God got chemo up in heaven.
Yep.
He'll help you. Wow.
I hate people.
I hate her.
Isn't her husband gay?
Very.
Okay. So he's
don't dance over it. Yes, very.
No, I'm just saying. Shouldn't he be over there with Jason and Chris?
Yes. Yes. And when he helps pray to gay, because he's one of the people who pray the gay away with reversible condoms.
Okay, I'm sure.
He does.
Pray the gay away.
He does. And if I can't pray it away, I'll suck it out.
Wow.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bachman, her gay-ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding.
I forgot the song we had to that.
That's the girl from Ipanema.
Nah, we had made up a song for that.
Oh,
man.
Yes, for immigration. Yeah. For immigration.
No.
That was something.
Yeah. And let me just say, going back to what you had mentioned earlier, Devon, This is why I like to play the background.
Yeah.
This is exactly
why. Well, to the
listener
that asked that question, now you know.
But I'm going
to
say this. I'm glad I made that little
She's
going
to take her name off, her picture off all the flyers now.
Yeah, y'all going to have to find another way to market. You can't use me to market no more.
That was great. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we got to get that. Oh, man, we got to do that immigration.
No!
I forgot all about that.
The Republican immigration song. We'll work on that.
The
Republican immigration song.
Brought to you by the dude from Knucklehead Ranch. Paris, Knucklehead Ranch.
There you go. Here you go. A woman attempts to poison Starbucks customers.
Oh, why would you read that?
After your cheese incident, it's going around.
I go to Starbucks.
I don't drink coffee. So
I do.
Well, here we go.
You
have to be in the right area because, see, this was all started by a militant Quaker. A militant Quaker arrested for attempting to poison Starbucks customers. A San Jose woman was accused earlier of attempting to poison Starbucks customers at San Jose Starbucks. A person tried to leave tainted orange juice for customers to buy. So, see, it wasn't even a coffee. Thankfully, someone saw something suspicious and reported it before anyone had a chance to drink that juice.
Let me ask a question.
Here we go.
Does she look like her son's name looks like Jesus, but it's not pronounced that way?
No.
Okay, I got you.
No, I said she's a Quaker.
You ignorant as hell.
What?
I said she's a Quaker. Go get your Captain Crunch box.
I got you.
Look at the brand person.
I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying it's Jesus, but pronounced.
No.
Okay, I got you. Okay, go ahead.
Now the concern is that this is the first time that the woman has tried this trick. A customer noticed a woman's odd behavior as she walked in, pulled out two bottles of orange juice, and stacked them next to the other refrigerated ones. After the woman left, the customer told the store manager, and the employees noticed a toxic smell coming from containers so they called in the San Jose Hazardous Materials team. One bottle was found to contain a mixture of orange juice and rubbing alcohol. The other bottle had nail polish remover in it.
Dang.
Surveillance cameras captured the suspect's license plate, and police traced it back to the suspect's home in South San Jose, where they arrested the 50-year-old Rahima Bahamahan.
Woo! Okay.
Chechenin. And it's full
Eastern
block.
It's a lot of consonants. And
a lot of consonants,
that, ain't it?
And they didn't buy too many vowels, because vowels offend people.
I see it out of 250 to buy that vowel. Let me buy a vowel.
And I've never heard of a militant Quaker, but I don't think I want to run up on one.
Yeah.
You're not eating your oatmeal. You're ticking me off.
Wait till I get to Boston. Anyway,
The Chestnuts got a rap song called "By the Time I Get to Boston."
Ooh-wee. Oh, yeah, we're going off the air.
Yeah.
They kicked one dude off. Yeah, we're going off the air. They kicked one dude off just for talking 9/11-ish, and here we come.
You kind
of need to fix that. On Memorial Day, bro.
Oh, hey, I'm a veteran.
You are?
Yes. So I'm saying, hey, that's what I'm saying. Evidently they got a song. And a militant Quaker, when did the Quakers become militant?
I didn't even know they had them type of Jehochnas to get
yeah.
That's Quaker for balls. I didn't know they had that for to get, you know. That
yeah,
type
that
of,
they get that upset about.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. McMahon and them. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's whatever.
Militant Quakers.
Now, that is that just when your oatmeal gets mad?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Nothing about oatmeal says angry.
Thank
right?
you. Nothing, hey.
Well, your
Captain Crunch has no cannons on his ship.
That's what I'm saying.
None.
When your best flavor is maple, like nothing says.
Apple.
Yeah, like you don't even have an angry fruit. Like,
right.
In
right.
your oatmeal. Like you don't have.
Hey, maples and brown sugar because
like,
we want you to relax.
Like Applejack sound more angry
yeah.
than you, like,
right? Because the apple be running with the thing on, yeah, yeah.
And Cinnamon's Jamaican, so you know he's angry for no reason. So I'm just asking, and he's smoking on a hookah.
Militant Quaker, that got me right there.
I didn't even know that. Isn't that oxymoronic? Like
you would
it
kinda,
does seem like it,
yeah.
it kind of is.
I
yeah.
think your boy's been working overtime.
Who that?
Lou. Lou's been working
oh,
overtime.
Yeah. Lube, oh, I'm finna make all these people I'm tired of them not taking us Quakers so serious. What do we need to do? Oh, how you doing, tall red man? In the
top of the morning to you.
All right.
Look here, y'all not getting no respect. Take this orange juice. And this alcohol and liven up the party. Lou out.
Where's my door?
How many times I gotta tell you to open my floor door?
this is what you get.
Tired.
This is what you get for letting Michael Clark run your door. We are really, we are pushing that envelope.
It was Lou who took that headstone to task. How many times I got to tell you to open my floor door, Michael? Now bow your head.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were, but damn it, sorry.
Did you enjoy your cookouts, people?
Yeah, Michael.
Oh.
Well, I should have said that's the gift for letting Michael Jackson run your door.
Ooh, that's even worse. Yeah.
You know he's there.
You think Michael's in hell?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, 818-514-1202. It's Michael Jackson
no.
in hell.
No.
Really?
If there's such a place. No.
They are swinging Michael around down there just to say they did it. They are passing Mike around just to say they
oh
did it.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Michael,
yeah.
I've never thought about
no.
it.
Michael's there.
No, why would he be there?
Why?
Yes,
how about
why?
For
that's
slicing
that's...
his face to pieces and bleaching his skin?
How about for lying to us that them babies is his?
Yeah, the white
he
children.
He don't owe us no explanation for that.
Don't lie to us.
He don't owe us shit for that.
Don't lie to us. Don't lie to us,
well,
Mike.
What do you know? My children was born with extreme vitiligo, too.
And blue.
Who knew?
They look like Thor. Though I look like Black Panther in the beginning of my life, they look like Thor.
Michael kidnapped Thor's children.
Michael has taken Thor's hammer and plugged. Nah, bro.
No.
If Joe Jackson got up with Michael's baby mama, they'd look like Joe.
They would look like Joe.
Now,
them three kids would have a nice tan on them. Even the three T's, even Tito's kids,
right.
have some tan on them and noses
Mike
and
baby,
afros.
And you telling me Mike baby looked like Cap America? No.
They do look like Captain America.
Don't they look like the Human
they do
Torch?
Look like, they do look like the Human Torch, Captain America, and Thor.
Combined.
They assemble.
I call them Human Thor.
Michael Jackson children's assemble whenever
yeah.
that money is threatened.
Yeah. And they got the whole, instead of the Fantastic Four, they got a five symbol that goes into a J5, and then they fly off into
the... You know they're running the family now.
Yeah.
You know Paris runs the family, right?
And they all say, looks like Team Rocket is blasting off again when they go in the office. Looks like Team Jackson is blasting off
whenever they have a family meeting. Somebody call for trouble. Better make it double.
Protect the dad's money from y'all's greasy hands.
Wow.
That's our money even though we can't dance.
Paris. Blanket.
Prince. Paris. Blanket. Prince. Team Jackson lights up like the speed of light. Money and be prepared to fight.
My dad's not white. Okay, we're going there. All right.
Yeah.
I hate life.
First class, one way.
Yeah,
oh.
Mike down there.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Y'all are ignorant as hell.
Oh.
All I got to say.
We're not racist.
Oh, that's a clip coming. You can see that one cutting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Blanket.
Paris. Blanket. Prince.
They got their rings. They won the twin. Won the triple ring.
Yes. J5 rings activate. Form of a bank vault.
Shut up, Mom, before we give you that polio again. That's... They gonna give grandma the polio again.
Oh
my God.
Oh
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, I think they just expelled Caramel Butter out of the family.
What is with him?
We're talking about Jermaine, people. That's Caramel Butter.
What that man hair looks like?
Does that man's skin look like you should just be putting it on some? Don't he look like walking Nutella?
Yes. He does look like a healthy dose of walking Nutella.
Yeah.
I've tasted Nutella. And
I like Nutella.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I don't like saying Nutella. That
right,
sounds
right.
Like,
just say Nutella.
Yeah, I like Nutella. That's there. Yeah, we're going to roll with that.
That's how you say it.
Because I went to the store to get some of that, and the lady was like, you want some Nutella? And I'm like, nah, but... Like, I was trying to tell her I want the stuff that it's not peanut butter.
Is it chocolate hazelnuts?
Yeah, that's what I tell her. It's like, yeah, Nutella. And I'm like, nah, I want that other stuff because I don't like saying that word. That just makes me feel bad on the inside.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I can't eat crunchy peanut butter for some odd reason. Like, you just, hey, oh, man, the peanut butter was in these, man, the nuts that's in these peanut butter? Woo! Like, nah, you don't do that. Like, real bad day, right? Real bad day. I went Ray. We was working in the truck, right? Crazy story, right? I think I told it. I don't know if I did, but if I did, I'm telling it again. Real quick. We and Ray was in the truck. We working, right? So we on a lunch break, right? We stop at the Crispy Bowl KFC or whatever like that, right? We go ahead and get us a buffet. We eating. And he made a joke. Made me laugh to pieces. Like, I was crying laughing, right? And it just so happened that my brother called at this time, right when my brother called, right? Bam, and I'm still laughing. Now, at this point, I'm laughing. I'm on the phone with my brother, and I'm pulling what the dude who Ray was finna kill did, right, at the spot today. I mean,
the
other day, the choker,
oh,
right?
Okay.
So my brother called. I'm like, oh, man, I'm crazy. And he was like, dude, what's wrong with you? I'm like, oh, man, nothing. Sitting here choking on this chicken. Like, I didn't get it till after I said it. Which is the craziest joint. Like, I was like, that didn't sound right at all. So, it takes, that's why I don't like saying certain things, because
gotcha.
I don't, when you laugh and you don't know what you're saying. That's
gotcha.
Time. Though I was not doing that.
Well, you may not know what you're saying, but isn't it worse when you're young and you don't know what you're doing? And that's what we're going to get into in the second hour, which is twerking.
Are
Is it getting out of control? Right. Does it, at what point does decorum come into play?
All right. Well,
yeah,
we're going to find out real quick.
There you go. When we get on the other half of our the show, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If hip hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my ear. Roll at every station, murder the DJ.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was friable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friend, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass truck rental and storage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I think I'm entitled. The truth. You can't handle the truth. Are you not entertained? Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right, fam. And the chat room is open as well for your questions and comments on tonight's subject.
Twerking.
Twerk it out.
It ain't working.
Really?
I'm just saying, it's awful.
It's a great grown activity.
Is it really?
It's a great grown activity in private
for your private enjoyment.
Activity.
Right? No, but I mean, the grown woman was at the O'Reilly's by the batteries doing grown activities.
You see these are batteries, so we know what time it is.
Now watch this. Look at the 5-year-old. Look at me. Now watch this.
Twerking
by the battery. Yeah. Okay, Candace, give us your perspective as a woman. How you feel about
twerking in public?
It's terrible. It's awful. I don't like it. In short, I'm sorry.
Public, private?
Private, is it still terrible?
Why? I mean, if you're doing like a private show, you in a bedroom or something with your guy or something, I mean, yeah, okay.
That's cool with twerking.
You know?
Okay.
I mean, that's how I would envision it.
Now,
right.
The evolution of the dance amongst the children, right? Like, everybody remember how dance has evolved from.
Yes. Yes.
From that until we used to remember a while back.
It's been a long slide, too.
When the rink was open over there off King Drive.
What do you mean was open?
The rink is gone.
The rink.
I mean, not the route. Route 66. Because, I mean, the rink is still over there off 87.
Oh, I was gonna say, wait a minute.
On King Drive. Okay, the rink is still over there off Greenwood. But the route, they used to be over there, that they turned into a church, which is the funniest thing to me.
Right. But anything can be a church. Right. Anything can be a church.
So when we was in there, I remember being a youngster, my youngins, and going in there to the route, getting full juke on. Like, hey, R. Kelly was out.
Right.
Grind your little stuff against the
right.
Player. Yeah. So
right. And grind has been around for a long
right,
time.
Of course. I mean, Malcolm then was doing it.
Right.
I ain't tripping on that, right? But my thing is, how can people who can do say, oh, the twerking is bad and this, that, and the third, but you was there doing the grinding stages when that was cool to you?
But see, they had like B-sides. You didn't hear that type of music. You know, like when people did the dance like the dog and stuff, you know, stuff like that was kind of isolated to adults. You know what I'm saying? You didn't hear that type of music.
I don't know about isolated to adults, but I would say, excuse me, the difference is there's a point in time when, like you say, when kids was doing a dog or jacking on one another or, like you say, grinding,
right.
Red light parties, that was teen activities, and it was away from parents. And you knew you were doing, like Candace would say, B-side of stuff. It wasn't in your face, and you wasn't making YouTube clips, or you wasn't making
right.
putting it on video. Forget YouTube, because there wasn't no YouTube back then, but there
right.
were videotapes.
Right.
And nobody was videoing it and letting your grandparents or something, somebody stumble upon it. It was
but you know
private.
What?
Kids knew that you were doing something that you might could get
in trouble for
or your parents would frown
yeah.
upon.
Right.
So that being said,
but
there was a time and place for everything, and your mother wasn't showing you how to do the dog.
No, I agree with that. But at the same time, the thing about that is, you're right, there was no way to expose it back then. But there were still parents who were at the parties watching the kids do the grind. And when Pretty Ricky came out with the Grind On Me song, they were playing that.
Now, I will. Okay, I guess that's going to break up into a generational thing.
Right.
Because I know that in my day, if they caught you,
yeah, you
your parents was, I mean, parents, not your parents, but the chaperones or whoever was at that party was breaking that stuff up. So, no, I've never seen that. When we started, I know in my day, when the first grind I got on was at a house party with no adults.
Right.
So then it was like you say, fit freedom, you whatever you can get away with.
Right.
But I knew not to try that in front of some adult because
right.
they gonna come and split that up.
Right. No, I agree with that. Like I remember seeing like I mean you always see the old videos of them old school dances where if they were dancing too close, the chaperone would come, hey, give me some air
yeah.
in between there. You know, but
right, right.
It's almost like I said. The way dance has evolved, do you feel like that people are entitled to give some leniency? Because even when they're twerking, they're not really dancing on a guy. They're just twerking their little.
I disagree.
No. I'm saying for the most time when you see twerking, it's the woman by herself for the most part.
Where did it come from, though? Strip clubs.
No doubt.
And what a strip club's designed to do, lap
exactly.
dance.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because somebody's going to want you, hey, I want you to do what you did on that dance floor, too.
Which will lead to the grind.
My man stuff.
What we was already
right.
doing.
And grinding was for slow songs, and it has evolved into any song now.
Yeah.
And I think we
yeah.
put up a clip on our Facebook page, but it was one where the two kids were in the room, and they were about 12, 13 years old, and they're doing the latest dance. And my man just goes right into the socket, grinding right into the socket. And they get to doing the dance, and the dance is just simulated screwing.
Yep.
Well,
to a beat. No, he's on it, hips, got the hips, pull you into me, and we do this. We do
yeah.
these moves together.
Right.
Right.
And I've actually seen one of those videos where it was the activity looked explicit, but the actual motion of the dance was graceful. Now, don't get me wrong.
Hey, screwing is graceful.
I know what you're talking about, that video with the three people in it.
Yeah.
The one with his one chick and his two
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, and it was done. It don't get me – the way it comes off, it's like, man, you shouldn't be doing that. But as you watching it, it's like, that was cool.
I know, and dirty dancing can be graceful, and that's good, and that's fine.
So
at
where
the same
do you draw
time,
that line?
You draw
between,
the line
yeah.
is, to me, it's, would you be comfortable if your daughter was in between those guys? And if it's not
well,
good
then,
enough for your daughter, then
but see, that's the
would
thing.
Would you do that
like,
dance in front of your mother?
You know what?
There you
the
go.
Thing is, the thing is, I would not do that dance in front of my mom. But if I was at a ballet and I saw that dance, I wouldn't be upset with it. That
now,
sounds...
if we're going on some old Cirque du Soleil type thing, because folks, well, not being funny,
right.
It was like a graceful. I
mean,
yeah, I know
it's really,
funny. It
was really
graceful.
Nice.
It was somewhat tasteful. It was
exactly.
More erotic.
It was on that line.
It was
like
an erotic dance.
Right.
So,
and 818-514-1202.
If I was going to like an erotic, you know, showcase or something like
yes.
that, you know, and they do have
yes,
those.
They do.
Then I can, that can be expected, that can be appreciated in that venue.
Yeah.
But this stuff that's out here now where the songs are telling you how to bounce your ass, how
yeah.
you need to jerk.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's forms, I mean, there's forms of expression and dance. Yes. Dance can get heavily erotic. And the act of mating is a graceful thing. It is. So that, and it's a beautiful thing. That's fine. But there's also a time and place for erotic dancing. If you want to go to a show and see erotic dancing, got you. I don't want to see it at my kid's prom.
Right.
True.
Exactly.
I don't
want
to see it at my kid's
you
prom
know what's crazy
or a
though?
Sock hop or whatever.
You know what, though? Like, it's crazy because if you go to a kid's prom, if you go to any kid's prom, especially nowadays, you're going to see that because that's
mm-hmm.
what it's evolved to.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is it's not shotgun no more. It's not
right.
It's no sense.
Right.
It
I
went
got
from,
you.
It went from that to all right, we're doing a juke slide.
Right.
We're going doing a juke slide to we grind to okay.
Right.
Which one of these girls can twerk the best? And that's where it's just evolved.
But I don't think it's a control. Yeah, I think it's a controlled evolution, if you want to call it that. I think there's a point of there's an intentional disrespect embedded in it.
Yeah.
No,
you're Superman that whole dance. I've seen kids do get it, and then when you learn the mission behind it or the intent behind it, it's disrespectful. It's demeaning, and it's designed to lower your self-esteem as a people.
Absolutely.
And because of that, then I got a problem with it. Lindy hopping could get as wild as it got back in the day, but it wasn't designed to lower you as a people. It wasn't.
Yeah.
That was your expression unbound, unbridled, to let it evolve where it's gonna go. Yo, what's that boy now? I forget his name. The Superman that
Soulja Boy
song and dance was not. Soulja Boy song was designed to demean women. It was designed that way.
Yeah. I got you.
And then and it's easy to sell that to children, especially when they don't get it.
Well, majority of the target audience right now is children. Everything that's pushed out here, especially through music and videos, there is designed to lure the eye of a child anyway. I mean, you won't
right.
catch anybody on 106 in Park over 25.
Right,
really?
But that's right. So, but that whole just because you got that in itself is designed, like you say, for children.
Right,
right.
So
and the messed up part about it all right now is the adults act like children. You got a 25-year-old man right now who'll sit down and watch 106 in Park like it's nothing, and don't feel like, man, this kiddie crap should be getting on my nerve. And
yeah.
he watches it like, oh, man, this is what's up.
Let me tell y'all what messed me up yesterday. Have you all heard Busta Rhymes' new song?
Which one?
The twerking song. The twerk it song.
I've heard of it. I haven't heard
yeah.
the whole thing.
Busta Rhymes got a twerk it song out there.
Yeah. Let
your
me
boy
stay
from
relevant.
Latest, from the new school.
Yeah, let me stay relevant.
You know what I'm
whatever
saying?
It takes to stay relevant.
Wow.
So tell me about it, because I haven't heard it. Or...
not much to tell. It's just a song designed for people to twerk.
You know what?
And so
under the guise of a workout song.
Right. So is it a dumbing down song?
I mean, just for what it, I mean, the name in itself. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
That's kind of where I'm at with it.
I mean, you.
It seems like,
you know how we say that it could be a song for a stripper. You know what I'm saying? And it's like strippers, there are strippers
yeah.
who have songs
yeah.
that they dance to. And if you're keeping it in that realm, then I don't have a problem with it.
Nope.
If it's in
yep.
that realm and you're keeping it there.
In that house.
As long as it's not coming over the airwaves at
yep.
11 a.m. so that the kid who's going to school or whatever can hear it.
You know he's going
to
do that.
Right.
Yep. And but that's that breakdown and that's that problem because, like you say, there used to be B-side songs.
Right. And if you're going to – if you got to put it like this. You got to look at – you got to go beyond just the artist to the people who's allowing that to even come across their airway.
That,
right.
That's
to
my
get
issue.
Right. To
that's
your child
right
in the first
there
place.
Right.
If they're allowing that to come across – if they're allowing – a twerk that's telling your 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old, hey, okay, because we're a big corporation and we're telling you by pushing this into your ear that you should be able to do that. How can you fault a kid whose mind hasn't developed
right
to go to a gas station and do what they're hearing over the PA at the gas station?
And that's you hit the nail dead on the head because I feel like something like when we talked about what was back in the day, and I do feel like sometimes I'm being like, dude, man, it's hard to let these kids be kids anymore. But that's because it's been so much adult stuff pushed, and it used to be that barrier. When I was young, hey, I used to like Ice-T as much as anybody, and Ice-T used to make those dirty songs for his audience. And he'd tell you, that's the B-side. I'm not telling you to let your kid hear that. That's for adults. When I do that in a show, I'm not doing a show that kids are going to be at.
Right.
I'm doing it for adults. And, yes, dirty limericks, dirty rhymes, whatever, that's for adults. And you as the parent is supposed to not let your kid hear that. And one of my favorite songs was LL Cool J's Doing It.
Right.
Love that song.
Right.
And I remember, man, my daughter was 1 year old when that song first came out. And I had the, you know, I had the CD, so I knew about it and dug it. But the first time I heard it over the radio, I felt like, because my kid is in the back seat, and I'm like, man, why would they play that on the radio? That's not for the radio.
Because they would have, you know what I think, man? A lot of times they don't think that the kid will get the concept of the song. All they think that the kid will hear is the beat. No, seriously.
I believe
they believe that the kid is going to hear the beat. And if you ask any kid who hears a song first, the first thing they hear is the beat. They don't hear the lyrics first. They hear the beat.
Today. Right, but that was a slow erosion, too.
Right.
That was a slow erosion, too.
Like, now, if you give some, you can.
But
dude,
also,
why do you think these whack rappers are so hot?
I feel you on that. You give them a cold beat,
and you can throw 2 Chainz on the track, and it's going to go through. You could throw Wayne.
But, I mean,
Drake,
certain songs, I mean,
rappers.
You were talking about Doing It. Dude, there's no mistaking what Doing It is about.
You know,
there's no mistaking
I'm
about those lyrics.
When I heard the song, when I heard Doing It for the first time, I did not get the concept because my mind was not wrapped on to what Doing It meant when it came out. My mind didn't grasp what Doing It meant. All I heard, you could say, like, the kid who heard the thong song for the first time. You didn't really, the kid didn't know, like, I heard it, but, dude, I'm young. I didn't know what a thong was. I just knew what, hey, the man's flipping. And maybe these are his draws. I don't know. I don't.
818-514-1202. What is your opinions on this out there?
Don't forget to press that number one if you want to join the conversation. But I'm just saying, like when we were going back to Doing It, like I didn't get it. I just knew a dude who I was like, yo, this is a cool dude, had a song called Doing It, and it could have, because at that time Nike's just Doing It was still catching fire, so I didn't know at the time
I got what it
actually meant. But as now, because like I could not give you one verse of Doing It, but I know the chorus.
Woo.
Stick it up, baby. Here comes the man of steel. Nah,
dude,
I could not give you
one chorus of Doing It, but I can give you the whole song of his Deep Blue Sea song.
Gotcha.
I can give you Phenomenon.
Gotcha.
I can give you all of those, but it's just as time. Like, I can go back and be like, oh, well, maybe that wasn't wrong to hear it. That wasn't right to be listening to at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you know,
I think a lot of times that maybe in that era of when they were putting it out over the airwaves, I don't think that
these kids, Nothing is obscure to these kids these days.
But
and
whose fault is that?
Right. Well, I'm saying that's our fault and the parents' fault.
Also.
And the fact of the matter is, these kids will say it to you, and a strange kid will come up to you and say it to your face.
Yeah.
They won't even, you know, they don't even part themselves around adults. They'll come up and just say what they feel to your face. These kids, these little kids will cuss you to your face now.
Yeah.
And that's just incredible to me.
What's crazy, like, I've been at parks where I've been playing ball, and I would see little kids. Like, I'll sit down and I'll watch little kids play, and they would curse worse than I would on a court.
Right.
And
right.
And then, but you know what's crazy, though? I would go up to them, like, hey, little man, why are you cursing? And then they'd stop. And I
right.
felt like I'm
right.
like this overly muscular dude and nothing
right.
like that. It's just the fact that they would – I don't think nobody else is checking them on it. So when somebody – well, you get away with it sometimes. Some kids
yeah.
will be like, hey, man, mind your business. But the kid who knows this isn't them, they're just trying to front in front of their friends,
huh.
they'll go ahead and give you that, hey, you know what,
you're
you. Right, that's wrong.
Check this out. This is the crux of the problem right here. I got a friend of mine, right? I went by his house over the weekend, check him out, see how he's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
His neighbors across the hall having a little Memorial Day, whatever, weekend, little shindig, got people over.
Right.
That's fine, cool, great. Kids outside playing. No problem till it started raining. Started raining, kids came in. Kids don't go in the house to do whatever they're doing around the parents. The parents put the kids in the hallway of the apartment.
Of course.
In the hallway. These kids who are guests, they don't live there. Sliding down the banister, jumping down the stairs, making noise. Now, one of the tenants finally got fed up, went upstairs and hit the door like, hey, you know what, I got to work in the morning. What the hell? And the person who lived there didn't say nothing. The guest, I know he's not going to say nothing to my damn kids.
No.
You don't live, yeah, you don't live there. And you throw cover. You one, you send your kids out not to respect the environment around them.
Right.
Well, it's not.
Then you throw on a slab of disrespect. You going to front a dude who lives here, pay rent here, is entitled to his privacy and silence, and you gonna front him. You don't live there. Take your butt back to whatever swamp you came from and go tear up that area.
That's crazy.
Park out of batteries over there.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. I'm going to ask y'all, the video that we put up of the 30 kids who got suspended for making a twerking video, do you think that was fair or unfair?
See, here's my thing about that, right? And I might get chastised for that, but I believe it's unfair for the simple fact.
818-514-1202.
Press that number one. The reason I say it's unfair is because one, it's like to me, social media and YouTube is like giving a monkey a gun because they're gonna film anything they want to. And then put it out there so everybody, because everybody feels like by being across the web or something like that, it makes them a celebrity.
Yes.
And we as Americans, I guess, are known for making Charles Ramsey a celebrity, old girl a celebrity, the
Sweet Brown
a celebrity, Antoine Dotson a celebrity.
Right.
We've made these people celebrities to a point where it's like, okay, I want to be a celebrity. So
mm-hmm.
if I see that being a celebrity, all you have to an instant celebrity is all you have to do is do something ignorant and put it out there, and maybe it'll catch fire.
Right.
Yeah. So I can't blame the children for wanting to be celebrity because one, their brain hasn't grasped the concept of wow, you're damaging yourself.
Right.
So I can't blame the kids. And as adults, you should first tell them, yo, that was wrong, what y'all did, you know, whatever, blah blah blah. And then send them off their way without that. Them expelling them and from school and all that, that wasn't cool. I don't think that they deserve that.
Candace?
Yeah. I more or less agree with Devon.
Really?
I do.
I got you.
And expelling them is not going to help that situation.
No, they wasn't expelled. They were suspended.
No, they were expelled.
They were expelled?
They were
okay.
Expelled.
That's what I understood, too.
Okay.
They were
I thought
expelled.
They were just suspended. Okay. Either way. I got you.
You know.
Now, I'm going to go the other way with it. The reason that they were expelled, suspended, whatever, the reason they got chastised is because they did that on school grounds. The school is liable for what your children doing while. And that particular school, I guess they're going to say, instead of us getting you together for college and getting you together for what you need to do, you come out here and you twerking in our hallways and you popping your coochies in on our ground, and the parents going to look at us like, okay, is this what you're promoting in the school? So the school got to say, no, we don't tolerate that, and they took the zero tolerance mindset with it and said, no, we don't get down like that. Maybe they were sending out a strong message to the rest of the kids. We're not playing that here.
Right.
Now, the only thing I didn't agree with from what I heard, the girls got suspended, expelled, but the one boy didn't.
Well, and then amongst the girls, though, another thing, that a couple of them was honor students. Like,
that's fine. But
see, what I mean is you're robbing the kids for one mistake. Like, I can see if they had a history, and I think
a school that's known for producing honor students, I don't know nothing about this school, but I'm just taking this tack,
right?
This role, that a school that's known for producing college-level, college-ready children don't want to be tainted with that and can't afford to be smeared with that. Now,
I agree with you.
I think expelling them was a little too harsh. Suspending the hell out of them,
right.
I have no problem with
and
that.
And that's my point, because now by going to such a drastic measure to prove your point about, no, we don't tolerate this here, you've turned kids who probably have pretty decent promising careers, promising futures, you're putting them out there
right.
to fend for themselves. And then, like, now, if no school takes them, you just
well,
turn
that's
the honor
a public
student.
School. Some school has to take them.
Right, but I'm just saying.
Right.
So if no school
right.
takes them, you're taking a promising honor student and forcing her to work at the Walmart as a greeter by the time she's able to get a job.
I got you.
So
I got you.
Like,
and, yeah, no, I agree. I think if they were truly expelled, that's a little harsh. I'd have suspended the hell out of her. But at the same time, I don't like the fact that they didn't suspend the boy. I don't like that. Me, myself, he's the main one. I might would suspend the girls and expel the boy. I'm going to be honest with you.
I couldn't even do that.
Well, how?
Because he was the ringleader. He was the one who organized the whole thing was for his YouTube clip and
his
promotion,
video.
His video.
But see, at the end of the day, though, how can this one boy first force 30?
Force anybody.
No, that's my point. So you can't put him and you expel him. It's 30 individual minds there. 30 individual minds to make their own decision. He said, hey, I got an idea of a video. And you decided to say, yes I want to be
it,
in.
Right.
Then he should have got expelled, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But if I'm a –
you just,
everybody
you just made
same,
a, you made one case for saying, well, these poor kids made a mistake,
so I'm
and they should be they shouldn't be expelled. But then you just turned around and said, well, they individual minds, like they should know better. And then you can't have it both ways.
That's to counteract your point about you would have suspended the girls and expelled the boy. That's what I'm just – if we're going with your thesis there, I'm just saying that I couldn't do that because those 30 minds individually should have said – one of them should have said,
I'm gonna tell you what,
wouldn't like this.
Right. Maybe some did. But my thing would have been – I would take a long, hard look at the boy, and if he's a ring, he's a leader. We know that because he organized the thing. Now, is he a corruptive leader in my school, or is he a positive, or can we help him? And I take a long, hard look at that.
Or could you use him?
Well, if he's just that knucklehead said, I don't think, then he can go somewhere else.
I got you.
He can go somewhere else. I wouldn't have any problem with, like you said, if there's potential there, hey, you know what? You got bright ideas, but you just can't need to be guided right. And there's a chance for that. I look at the parents. How about that? How about that? When I call the parents in to talk about this boy and they were the parents in that apartment, I'm launching him.
But, see, a lot of times, man, though, I don't like to judge a kid off their parents a lot of times.
But a kid is made by his parents. Now, I don't mean physically made. I mean his mindset and what he gets away with is determined by how the parents treat
but
him.
But if a different person, like you got a kid who have a messed up home set to a point where they're riding with whatever the kid said. I mean, they're going on with they're letting the kid get away with murder, but at the same time, they're not really teaching them something. They just need that guidance like
right.
we were talking about earlier.
Right.
But we got to take one real quick break. We'll be right back. Continue this conversation. Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Memories on corners with the foes and the moes. Watch up the store for the road. Talking straight forward to hoes. Got Uncle Zach smoking. Some will blow up their nose to cope with their lows. The wind is holding it blows. In they socks and they souls. Niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave souls open and closed. Hoping for more with nowhere to go. Niggas rolling it grows. They shoot the wrong way cause they ain't knowing.
Hey, this is Candace from Truth Brothers Radio. As you may know, for 2012, Truth Brothers Radio has received 2 Jordan McHale Awards for Best New Show of the Year, as well as Best New Group or Duo, and we couldn't have done it without you and your continued support. Keep listening to the Truth Brothers live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com or call into the show at 818-514-1202 to listen and give us your questions or comments. Missed an episode? No worries. All episodes are archived on our Blog Talk Radio page, Facebook, or you can download episodes for free on iTunes. Be sure to check out our clips on YouTube and share them with your friends and family. Again, thanks for all the love and support as we keep doing our thing. Peace.
And I ain't saying a thing, you know. I know
Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, man, I choose to travel the hard way.
Meticulously package it and ship it to distributors. To major labels, we ain't giving up no signatures. Conscious exhibitors, they hardly won't consider us. Like health in 11-7 Leviticus. I spent G's to press this final up, but obviously it ain't thugged out or white enough. It's tight enough. Only dope vibes I'm rapping on like 4-track mine, but this time with natural born. You see your buck? We give you more bang for. You know my C's like Method Man and Gangstar. Garveyite out the trunk making a way without substantial commercial radio play. Self-determination is exactly where my mental is. Plus, I'm putting emphasis on respecting my empress. I know that change the only constant in life, but I refuse to do it wrong, so my units move right.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we're talking about twerking by the batteries, internet, gas, whatever. And is it cool to let your children just flat out do what they see adults do? Is it not cool to be that buffer to say, hey, no, you can't do that yet. You can't listen to this. You can't do this. No, you can't say this yet. Yeah, we watching Eddie Murphy, but maybe, you know, your kids shouldn't see Raw. Maybe
should
it's not
be,
for them.
Should you be the tissue to muffle that sound? No.
That's wrong.
Hey, man, that's that's
yes, the answer is yes.
Right. But I agree. I mean, I believe that a lot of times we're forcing the kids to grow up fast. We're taking the childhood away from a lot of kids, and we're giving them so many parental rights, if you will, to a point where they feel like they are adults, so they can do what they want to do, and they can say what they want to say. Nobody puts a kid in a quote-unquote kid's place or child's place or whatever to a point where it's like you get what you see now. You get kids out here doing what they want to do and without repercussions. So,
and this system here kind of has made it harder for parents to discipline their kids.
True.
There's a very, very fine line between disciplining them and just flat-out beating your kids.
There you go.
I agree.
Oh, real quick, Justice just logged in. What's up, man?
Long time, bro. Yeah. Where you been?
I was just thinking about Justice.
Boston.
You say fire in the hole.
There you go.
Yep. They put them pressure cookers back on the shelf out there.
Chesney and pressure cookers.
Chesney and pressure cookers.
Wait.
Helps you run faster.
Nope. Okay, so.
Wait. They're scrap doing this.
Twerking. We're going back to twerking. Of all sorts.
Man. Whatever. But, no, I mean, like I said, twerking me myself, I don't do it, but I enjoy it if I was to see it done by a lovely woman. But that's in the the privacy of me and this person who wouldn't mind entertaining me with such dance.
Exactly. And I think that's what it really should be reserved for. You know, I think you send, you know, some very mixed signals when you let it get mainstream radio play. You know, right conveniently when all the kids get out of school, you know, standing on the bus stops, you know, in the afternoons where everybody blasts their radio, you know, and I just don't think that's appropriate. It's a big reason why our kids are getting pregnant earlier and at a faster rate. You know, we're teaching them to have sex.
I agree.
And we're promoting it. So.
I agree. And I really don't, I mean, I might disagree a little bit with what the school did with expulsion, but I mean, it would be nice to have one of them here to give their rationale. But I have no problem with them drawing the line and said, "Hey, not on this campus.
No doubt.
We won't tolerate that on this campus. I don't have a problem with that
because there has to be rules.
There has to be
some boundaries. That hey, look, you're still children. You're still a child. And I think the problem is though." Kids don't even believe that they're kids. Like, they believe that they're adults.
Nope. And teenagers, that's rough on a teenager. Remember, a teenager is in between still being a kid and forming into adult. And they have some bodily processes that start, the adult process start kicking in chemically-wise or biologically, but their brains aren't developed enough to make the switch
yet. Know what's going on.
And we have to, and parents should be more united or more on the same page to help kids make that transition. But you got some parents, I don't believe that a kid should just have unlimited rights or this whole, well, she's growing up and let her wear her cleavage out. Because I think it's some things that you should do for males too. Don't get me, I'm not just picking on the females. But it's some things that parents are supposed to say, hey, you can't do that yet. My dad used to tell me, when you grown and got your own place, then you can do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a frustrating thing to tell a kid, but I think that was a good. It's when you're out on your own, then you get to make your decisions.
Right.
And then if you don't want to wash your dishes at your place, that's your choice. But you're gonna wash them here.
Right.
Because they know that what they teach you is most likely going to translate to their place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you don't have to, you shouldn't have to try to sit down and explain everything to a kid.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just because I say so, and that's because it's too complex for me to get into why you can't listen to Raw. I know you get the jokes. I don't want you listening to it because it ain't your time yet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, dude, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. Like, I don't think a lot of times that parents, I think because another thing is the kids who are having the kids young, they never got to, they felt like, oh, man, I've always lived under these rules, so when I have a kid, I'm not going to make them have so many rules and whatever. To a point where when you get to the age that the parents who were giving you these rules, you understand now why they gave you such rules. But you've already corrupted the kid's mind I ain't got to listen to you.
Right.
So you told me yesterday it was cool. Now you want to tell me not to do it, you know, and then they feel like that's where my kid writes, like you're being a hypocrite.
Right.
Which and I think all parents should be hypocrites.
Yes.
I'm going to be
honest.
You have to be
because there's things that an adult can do that you can't do. And just because you don't understand that, my parents, because I said so. And that had to been good because I said so. That had to been good enough. But you know what? I was doing some research for like the YouTube clip we had done this weekend and some other stuff. And something struck me funny as I was doing like an image search. And I had pulled up some old 80s album covers and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have pulled up this one album cover, and it struck me how it was these three young people on the album cover doing their thing, right? And, of course, they're stars, so they have to look like, you know, they look like models and this, that, and whatnot. But I was checking out the way they were dressed, and one had this real punk rock haircut, whatever. And then, like, the female, she looked like a young lady. She looked like an older lady. She had this nice blouse. Hair was done up all nice. Makeup was perfect. And they had this look, and they were young. They were hip for the 80s or whatever. Right. But they looked older versus younger. And I looked, and then I pulled up some stuff for today and some album covers and some pictures of today. And forget the – because I was trying to approximate the age around what some of the stars would look like around this around that age today.
Right.
And I didn't even have to go to that. I was looking at the older artists, the Mary J. Blige's and the older artists, and they look like kids.
Yeah.
They're going out of their way to look like kids.
But you got the reason they're doing it is because your target audience, your target audience is to sell young. When you got people, older people rocking whatever the kids wear just to appeal to your target audience, which most of your consumers now are your children.
Right. But the philosophies of advertising hasn't changed. Your target audience is still the same demographics, but the 18 to 25 is advertising's core target audience for stuff. But at a time when they used to tell the younger kids to act more mature and dress older or push you to be more mature, it's totally in – they've reversed the river, and now it's the total opposite.
You know why, though? Like, see, the thing is people used to grow with their artists. Which means that, okay,
yep,
when you grew here, you grow, and you follow that person through that transition. Now, there's no artist to really grow with now, to a point where it's like whoever, I know kids who don't even know what Busta Rhymes, who he really
dig that.
Is.
Yeah.
Now you have to.
I was going
to
make an argument the other way, but you just killed that, yep.
Yeah, and it's like now, you got to make Busta seem like he can appeal to the kids so that they can like this dude.
Instead of saying, hey, kids, this is – instead of teaching proper history. See, the thing was Stevie Wonder was a legend when Stevie Wonder was young, and Stevie Wonder was respected. So your kids listened to your parents and knew that, oh, yeah, he's someone special. We respect that.
Right.
Right.
And now – you're right. Busta Rhymes, leaders, no one knows who leaders of the new school is.
Exactly.
No one respects Busta Rhymes' career. Busta Rhymes don't respect his career.
Boom.
It's all about staying relevant.
Yeah.
It's not about saying, hey, you know what, I've done this thing, and, you know, hey, let me school you young people. It's more, hey, these young people, if you don't show that you can hang with them, then they'll disrespect you.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
But see, the thing is, why are you trying to gain the respect of these children, though? You've earned the respect of the adults already.
I really think it goes back to what you were saying earlier about the whole marketing thing. I don't think these artists want to do that.
Yep.
I'm sure Bust got a bunch of kids himself, and I'm sure, you know, he wouldn't want his own daughters twerking, but it brings home a real check. And I think these record companies kind of put these artists in a...
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm not laughing at you. Just to say, a big fan of Busta, just to say that brother Charlie Brown was more lyrical than Busta.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he yeah.
No,
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know. I think Busta's lyrical.
No. Yeah.
And before you finish, I'm gonna let you finish your thought. I just want to throw out in Busta's defense, there's a lot of YouTube clips of Busta's going into schools and talking to young folks and trading rhymes with young folks. So he does, you know, kind of reach out. So I don't want to totally slight Busta.
Okay. And with that said, you know, I don't necessarily want that. That's not my goal here either. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah,
I agree. He's rapping. Busta was a legend in his own right as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, before this, you was on a record with Chris Brown.
Yep.
You wasn't even a main singer. You cut his little young self up on his own album, but my thing is you're featured. you know, as a guest, as opposed of having your own, because, you know, the way it's designed today, no one is, you know, no one is taught to respect your craft.
That's true. And there are old school artists.
And he is mad talented.
Yeah, and there are old school artists in R&B or whatever. When they put a record out for their core audience, the younger artists come and be guests on their stuff. It would be an honor to just do a song with you. You're not looking for sales. You want the honor of being on this person's record,
right,
because they're such a legend.
Right.
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 So
yeah.
Shows homage anymore.
I mean, see, here's my thing, though. Why, in my opinion, I believe that more of the, like I said, the busters, I haven't seen Method do nothing like that yet. Yet again, I haven't seen nobody follow this path of, okay, no, I'm not gonna come down there. I'm gonna bring y'all here.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen too many artists outside of Jay. I have to put him in his own class. He says he pretty much has that. I'm not gonna run down there. Y'all either gonna meet me here or you're gonna get left. So I respect, but I see. It's because it's a class of people, of artists, I guess, that won't just roll with the punches or just roll with, okay, man, look, I need to keep this relevancy thing going. So, but I guess I'm being told we got to take another break. So we'll be right back. More Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Bang. She like capture big things, dual chip, money clip, phone flip, the six rings. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my bitch wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for a flower shop nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I come.
Send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh, dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey, look. I googled anger management techniques.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is this my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it.
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio. We're back talking about twerking and the evolution of whatever.
I guess evolution of whatever.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it evolution, but you know, but yeah, whatever. So let me ask y'all, man. Seriously, honestly, 100. Could you? Are you really that upset with the twerk and takeover? Like, really, be honest. Like,
yeah, I am, cause I have to watch my stepdaughter. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
and I don't want to. I mean, it's hard to tell your kid you shouldn't do something when everybody else is doing something and they don't understand
why.
Why? Right.
So, does that necessarily mean that child, okay, if you tell a kid, you know, whatever, hey, the twerking thing, I don't want you doing that because it makes you look like a prostitute, whatever the
right.
case may be. And if the kid is like, most kids should say, we're going to say they should say, okay, you're right, that doesn't look, that's not attractive or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But is it the peer pressure that they're going to see, oh, you ain't twerking, you are lame or whatever the case may be? Is that why you feel?
I don't know.
I'm just asking because I'm trying to get into a kid's mind as to why, if you say, hey, you know what, why do you feel like you need to twerk to be popular then? That's what I'm
saying.
Well,
I don't even know if it's a matter of that. I mean, for some kids don't like to hear no and question everything anyway. So it depends on the particular kid. Some kids fight their parents tooth and nail on why because they feel like they can't do nothing.
Yeah.
In their mindset. So every time you tell them no, they just, man, you just mean. You know, they don't understand it. But hopefully it clicks later. Some kids say, yeah, I got you. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Sneak and do it anyway. Like the kids who dad had to pull out the cord and go ham. Yeah. And then you got kids who can figure it out for themselves and say, you know what, that's not a good look. And no, I'm not going to. No.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, some poor kid... Here's the bad thing. Some poor kid got her mother and her aunts all hanging out on a Friday night with the Moscato and get to twerking in the kitchen.
Where was that at?
That's a fail. We was doing a fail one day.
How old was the kid?
I don't know how old the kids were. They looked like they were like, you know, preteens or whatever. But the mothers was out there. They was out there doing their little twerk thing, and they got on a chair, and the chair broke.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah, take it. I mean, just the fact it's out there. I mean, the chick who does twerking by the batteries. What if she's got a kid? Okay. What if she don't have a kid? What if she's got nieces, and they can pull up YouTube clips at any point and say, "That's my aunt,
she likes
booty clapper."
She likes twerking by the batteries.
Right. And she's good at it. I mean, she's got skills. But, you know, I mean...
Are those skills going to be able to pay the bills?
No,
the
well, maybe depending on what she does. Yeah, depending on what she does with it.
She could pull out a grand a week at King
right.
of Diamonds.
Now the crazy thing to me is, look, I have no problem with what it must take to sit there and concentrate and work to wobble one booty cheek at a time. And you got to admit, that ain't something you can just do. So think about the practice. The hours and hours of practice that it took to wobble one booty cheek at a time. And maybe you could, hey, I'm just saying, maybe you can go, right, maybe you can go get, maybe you can learn to write for that, for the hours it took to do that, maybe you could have took a class learning how to write computer code. Or Cisco. You could get Cisco certified and make bank, or you could wobble your ass cheek.
I choose that.
That's
what they chose.
Right.
Hey, and thank God for choosing that, because that's wrong.
Oh, Justice says she was also an X-rated cam model. So there you go.
Oh,
that's another instance of mindset. Right. But like I said,
the world needs her. I'm going to tell you why. You got to have that balance of people like her, and then you got your Candace. You need
True.
That balance.
And I believe it does take all kinds. At the
right.
same time, as a society or as a collective, parents have to draw that line to say, hey, you know what? I see you on the YouTube. I'd rather see you watching the super producer Candace than twerking by the batteries.
True.
Now,
the only real thing you can do is just tell your kids and just hope that something will ingrain in the back of their brain. I've got a 15-year-old. You know, I can't, you know, of course around me, I'm not having it. You
right.
know, even now, I try to lighten up. We'll ride in a car together. The first thing she wants to do is touch my radio.
course.
See, I'm an iPod kind of girl. I don't like regular radio. I don't listen to it. I just don't.
Does.
So I usually go to my old standby, which is my iPod. You know, she huffs and puffs like, oh, I don't want to hear
your
old songs no more.
With your Prince.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And your break.
So I say, okay, I'm trying to compromise, okay? Because I know how it was for me. At least back in the day when I was her age, it was still a plethora of good music I could choose from. If I didn't want to hear this, I had something else to go to.
Right.
So anyway, I said, okay. So I'm listening, and it's drizzy. Man,
yeah.
It almost drove me to tears because everything is the same. You know what I'm saying? There was no mix from one song to the next. Everything has its same message, you know. And if they're not talking about, if they're not talking about drugs, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They're talking about shaking ass.
Yeah.
And they got a cold ass beat to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I even found myself subliminally joking. I'm like, wait,
yeah.
Time out, you know.
Didn't know my legs could move like that.
But that's what they do. They get you subliminally all wrapped in. And then your kids become more defensive, protecting the music, saying, hey, it's just a beat. It's just a song.
And you,
but as a parent, you know better. You know, like, man, I know they're subliminally just trying to get you. And then, yeah, catches you. You find yourself dancing to it until you hear those words. Bam. You know what I'm saying?
Now, is the act itself just the dance? Is the dance, it's take everything we've seen, take old girl who likes to do it by the batteries, take all of that out the picture. Is the dance itself that bad? The dance itself, the twerking.
It's suggestive.
Yeah, you put it in its proper perspective. Put it in its proper category. Like you say, I go to Atlantis. I'm not looking for ballet if I'm going to Atlantis.
Right.
But at the same time, again, you ask yourself, do you want to come home and catch your daughter learning how to wobble one ass cheek?
I don't want to come home and see my daughter
but
doing
there's
any
your, is it? Then there's your question. Again, Atlantis, there's a proper time and place for everything. I have no problem with strippers. No problem. But at the same time, I don't feel like they should be invited to your kid's career day.
No.
It's not the proper venue for that.
I agree.
And, but some would make an argument that you discriminate. No, you're trying to down them. It's not about downing you. I would love every young girl to be a scientist or something higher to aspire to than a video hoe or a stripper. But if that's what you choose to do, at least protect yourself, make your money, be smart with your money. Like you say, it takes all kinds. Everybody can't be an astronaut.
No doubt.
But you should give everybody the opportunity to let that flourish if it's in them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is, to get back to what I was trying to get with my statement is, I don't want my daughter doing any type of dances. I can't see my daughter. I don't. I mean, I don't want her. If she wants to do ballet, that's cool until dudes want to grab on her. Like, that's just.
Man, I would think until her feet bleed, because real ballet, they have to learn that until their feet bleed.
Yeah.
I'm not cool with that.
But see, that's my point. Like, I don't want to see my daughter, you know, doing that. But the thing is, some of the dances that they do it's like, you know, they're going to do it as long as, I want to say, can the twerking be almost kind of tasteful? Like the thing we were talking about.
I mean, I would say it takes skill to do. You know, but I think what makes it so bad is, you know, just how it's represented. It's sexually suggestive.
Yeah. Like, it's like Picasso drawing a penis on your face.
There you go.
Yes,
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. I mean,
as
a parent, I have to accept that one day my stepdaughter is going to have to go to a party that's going to have a red light and the slow dancing and the grinding, and I get that. That's part of growing up. That's part of life. I don't believe twerking has to necessarily be part of her development as a young lady. They probably don't, but I was just trying to put it. I was still right. They still do right. Five minutes alone, and I'm trying to put it in a perspective.
Seven.
Whatever, right. 7 minutes in heaven, right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put it in a perspective that, you know, hey, there's some things that's part of growing. And then things that as a parent I should be able to say, no, I don't think so.
Well, this has been absolutely wonderful. And shout out to all the real grown workers out there.
There you go.
After midnight twerking.
I like that. After midnight. Yeah, twerking should be for adults after midnight.
I think it's cool in the clubs, you know, with a bunch of adults there. Sure, you want to do that?
Twerking by the moonlight. I got you.
Yeah. Adult.
There you go. Another.
Me.
There you go. So that's another one in the can. Tune in with us next week when we be going into our third installment of Venus versus Mars. We ain't done that one in about a year.
In this case, it's going to be a real one, too. So.
Oh, man. Here we go.
There you go.
Got a special guest coming on, and we're going to get into it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm expecting us to have a real good show.
Right, and we hope to see you guys out there. Everybody, enjoy your Memorial Day. Hope your cookouts was fun, and I hope the rain held off enough for you to enjoy it. So we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Peace, fingers.